This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyan. Air Officer Commanding in Chief Eastern Air Command of IAF Shillong, Air Marshal Surat Singh called on Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General KT Parnayak at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar today. They discussed enhancing air connectivity and the operational readiness of advanced landing grounds in the state. The governor underscored the importance of activating ALGs to their full potential, ensuring their optimal utilization for both the armed forces and the civilian population, which in turn boosts the tourism sector of the state. He proposed leveraging the Indian Air Force air traffic control infrastructure to facilitate civilian helicopter services, thereby improving connectivity in remote areas. The governor further suggested the Eastern Air Command to initiate more awareness campaigns to motivate and recruit youth from Arunachal Pradesh into the Indian Air Force, thereby fostering local representation in the defense forces. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today assured the people of Siang District, particularly the residents of Rumgong Assembly constituency, of overall development in the coming years, joining the Hiyum Bango Aning Gidi Festival this morning. Khandu admitted that the Rumgong region of the district has remained underdeveloped for long and that the state government will leave no stone unturned to compensate for the developmental gap. He termed the road connectivity in the region as the main concern and assured that all unconnected villages of the assembly segment will be connected in the next couple of years. Khandu informed that four roads have been proposed under PMGSY. Fort in Payum Circle that will boost connectivity in the region. As a festival gift, the Chief Minister announced sanction of projects worth 66 crore rupees in the area that includes several roads, two circuit houses, school building and quarters for the Pasing Government High Secondary School, and an ADC office building at Rumgong. He informed that the state budget for 2025-26 will be submitted in March next and assured that the proposals forwarded by the Guardian Minister and Mentor Secretary of the District with due consultations with the local legislator and district administration will be considered positively. Jumde Yongam Gamblin, a social worker from West Siang District, has been selected for the Padma Shri Awards in Social Work for spearheading drug de-addiction and rehabilitation efforts in West Siang District. She has led anti-drug campaigns with support from local women, community leaders and a district authority in Geku and Katan areas in Upper Siang District. Earlier, Gamblin was awarded with the Bharat Vibhushan Puraskar in November 2024. In the meantime, Chief Minister Pema Khandu met the Padma Shri awardee at Alo today and personally congratulated her on being conferred the prestigious award. Congratulating Gamblin, the CM in a social media post wrote that her tireless efforts over three decades in leading drug de-addiction and rehabilitation initiatives through her NGO, Mother's Vision, have transformed lives and inspired communities. The Bandadewa police team under the supervision of SDPO Naharlagan Rishi Longdo detained two suspects during a routine check at the Bandadewa check gate yesterday. Upon conducting a body search, the officers recovered and seized seven vials containing 9.46 grams of suspected heroin. Following the seizure, a case has been registered under the NDPS Act. Earlier on Saturday, four suspected drug peddlers, including a husband-wife duo, were arrested with contraband drugs in two separate operations at Naharlagan and Nirjuli. In the meantime, SP Naharlagan Mihin Gambo, IPS, has reaffirmed the commitment to combating drug-related crimes and ensuring safety of the community. BKB Kendra Vidyalaya Nirjuli has won the Maiden Battle of Minds 2025 and Inter-School Interactive Quiz Competition. The duo from BKB Nirjuli with a total score of 140 points emerged victorious by defeating the fellow contestants from Good Shepherd Public School Naharlagan, Government High Secondary School SEPA and VKB Yajali. Following the recent occurrence of a devastating fire accident at Daporijo, local MNA Tanya Soki, along with district administration, inspected the various narrow roads in the colony today. Speaking on the occasion, Soki urged the dwellers to be extremely alert on the fire safety measures. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.